weeks ago, we discussed how the accumulated pressures of feelings causes thoughts that keep you stuck. In today's episode, we'll talk about the emotion of guilt and the result of this low energy emotion. Can guilt keep you stuck in the past? Can it cause pain and disease? Can you be suffering from guilt and not know it? Join us as we continue healing and manifesting in this amazing Master Year 2018. So now sit back, relax, and enter into the Miracle Zone.
Transition at the end, heading into the next stage, it feels like you can't make it. It feels like all hell is breaking out against you. It feels that way because you're almost there. The birth canal is the narrowest just before delivery. It's the darkest and the coldest just before dawn. Hello, I'm Pamela Chapman. Welcome to the Miracle Zone, making it reality against circumstance, logic, and economics. Appropriate for today when it often seems like a changing, chaotic, and very crazy world keeps us in difficult transition. Today is Tuesday, May 22nd, and we're coming to you live from my place of miracle, the beautiful spring light Colorado Rockies. We have shifted once again. Thank you for allowing us to have some time out of your incredibly busy schedule to help guide you into your very own dream come true. I'll facilitate your journey into whatever you care to manifest for this time. So whether you are transitioning through a job loss, career change, mate change, emptiness syndrome, retirement, loss of a loved one, or plain old limbo, we're here to help make the transition as easy and painless as possible. Today we are live and we'll be chatting about how to let go of the emotion of guilt in this amazing Master Year 2018. If you'd like to phone in and get assistance, the number to call is 424-675-8318. Press 1 to speak to the host. Again, the number is 424-675-8318. This is going to be a healing episode today. So I would like to encourage you to hang in here with us until the end. Call your neighbor. Call your family members. Call your enemies. Get them here and have them heal with us today on letting go of the emotion of guilt, okay? Hang in there until the end. We always do our healing at the end of the podcast. So let's begin with our spiritual exercises. The Miracle Zone, Miracle stands for Making It Reality Against Circumstance, Logic, and Economics, is a spiritual podcast. So we begin with grounding. And why do we ground? We ground so that we are planted, okay? So that no matter what comes along in the day, we're grounded with the earth. We're one with the earth. We're one with God. We're one with the all. Okay? So it's just a really great place to start your day. You got to go out and, you know, to keep it all together on your highways, on the freeways, on the trains, the planes. We do this grounding exercise. So now, if you are in a safe place, I emphasize a safe place, not driving, not working equipment, not walking along the street, in a safe place, I invite you now to close your eyes with me. And now I invite you to take some deep breaths with me. So let's first take a deep breath. In doing that, our stomach expands, our lungs expand. Nice deep breath and exhale. Again, let's take another deep breath. Let's inhale love, joy, peace together. And exhale through the nose. And now let's take another deep breath all together now. Inhale. Nice and deep. Nice and deep. And exhale through the mouth this time. Exhaling all the frustrations, the tensions, anything that you may be holding, anxiety and fears, we just exhale, getting that out of our system, okay? And what I would like to invite you to do now is to imagine with me, your eyes are still closed, imagine with me that you have a root coming out of your tailbone, or what we call the first chakra, okay? Or you can imagine you have two roots, one for each foot, coming out of the bottom of your feet. And those roots are extending themselves downward, down through the floor that you're seated upon, down, 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 concrete through the earth. If you happen to be in a building, you're taking a break, just see that root going through the building, passing down through the floors, and then breaking the ground easily, and we're going down. We're going southward. Nothing to be afraid of. And I want you to imagine with me as we push our way downward through that soil and the different minerals that are found, keep going down. I want you to imagine with me that it's beginning to heat up just a little bit, not hot. We are not descending into Hades by any means. We are just allowing that root to go down, and we're starting to feel some warmth. Imagine if you've seen the pictures of the volcano that is erupting in Hawaii at this time, and the fire and the magma that we're seeing come up. Just kind of imagine that your root is just pushing through that quite easily, okay? Not being burned, just going down, down, down. And we're going to be looking for the core of the earth, the center of the earth. And I like to imagine it personally. I imagine it as a bar. And that bar to me would be, it's usually like a silver bar. And I'm sure there's a name that's escaping me right now for that mineral that I want to see it as. But anyway, just imagine it as a metal bar right now in the middle of the earth, and you're wrapping your root around that bar as tightly as possible. See it. And you can even hear it just wrapping itself around, making that connection. And now, just as sure as you are secure, I want you to begin seeing your root coming back up north, coming back up through the magma, through the lava, through all that warmth. Just feel it heading back up to you, up through the soil, the minerals of the earth, coming back up through that concrete, coming back up, 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 to the floor that you're seated upon, and now that warmth is going to begin to warm your body, feeling it enter into your first chakra. Feel the warmth of the magma, the lava, the light, really, that we've brought back up with us. That light in your first chakra is a red earthen tone. So see that and feel it at the first chakra in your tailbone. And imagine that that light, that warmth, is moving up in the body to the second chakra, what we call the sacral chakra, okay? So located between the pelvic area and maybe just below the navel, not maybe, but it is just below the navel in the, some people say that it's taught that it's the sex zone where we find our sexual pleasure. Okay, others say it's sexual desire. So in that sacral root, orange, see that illuminating, that light illuminating, and begin to bring the light up, the warmth up to the third chakra, what we call our solar plexus or our stomach chakra, and see the bright light of the sun emanating, illuminating from that area. See it within you, shining without. Continue to see that light rise and that heat come up. Now we're going to see it in our chest area, okay, in our fourth chakra, in our love chakra, our heart chakra, and see that light now as an emerald green, a healing emerald green or the color of money. And let's just open our heart as we have that light illuminating in us, through us, in that fourth chakra. Open wide to receive. Open wide to receive. And now let's see that light coming up to our throat chakra, our fifth chakra, and it's going to be an emerald green. And it is opening up the area of truth so that we can speak the truth with courage, with boldness. And continue to see the light going up to our third eye, located just between our eyebrows. And that color, I like to see it as a beautiful violet, light purple. And see that light coming out from the third eye as we go up to the crown chakra. And see that crown chakra in a brilliant white light way at the tippity point of your head, the top of your pointy head. We have our crown chakra. White light, glory. And let's just take it to the eighth chakra just above our heads. Say in your imagination that it's about 3 feet, 4 feet above you, and see that light extend up above you. And now we allow that light to just encompass us. We stand in the middle of the light. The Christ light, the Christ consciousness, the God consciousness, the illumined, the enlightened. And now I want you to imagine with me that there is a coat of armor in front of you. And this coat of armor is impenetrable. It could be of any material you choose, whatever you choose to make it. But again, it cannot be penetrated. And I want you to see that coat of armor and know that it is safe. In it, you can go anywhere, you can do anything, you are protected by this armor. And of course, we are talking about things within reason, right? Reasonable acts. Driving in your car, going to school, going to work. Put on the whole armor with me today. And so imagine now with your right leg that you are stepping into that armor, and with your left leg and left foot, I should say, you're stepping in, and imagine that armor coming up quickly over your ankles, your knees, coming up over your thighs, up to your hips, continuing on up over the stomach, over the chest, continuing up to your shoulders, and at your shoulders begin to see it, extending down your arms, your elbow, your wrist, your hands. Now, the only thing that lies bare is your neck and your throat. Imagine with me that there is a shelf. I always see mine as a mahogany shelf, and you're invited to do that. You can see yours as an oak shelf. It could be a metal shelf, whatever you desire that shelf to be. See your helmet sitting there waiting for you to put it on. My helmet is the helmet of salvation. Yours can be a football helmet. It could be whatever type of helmet you choose, a motorcycle helmet. And you can reach out with both hands and take that helmet and place it upon your head. Mine looks like a knight's helmet. I place it upon my head, and it comes all the way down to my shoulders, now protecting my neck, right? Has a piece, if you're using a different type of helmet versus a knight's helmet, just make sure that there is something on that helmet that also protects your neck. So now everything is protected except what? Our eyes, our nose, and our mouth. Our eyes so that we can clearly see our way forward, so that we can see the path, so that we can see the way, our nose, so we can sniff out the truth. Huh? There's a lot of different ideas, theories, so much of it. Sniff out the truth. Sniff out the truth. And then we have our mouths, and our mouths are what? So that we may speak. So that we may be able to speak with courage, okay? How many times do we feel the need to speak, to vocalize, to share, and we are afraid to do so? Our mouths are open to speak the truth, and only to those who want to hear it, okay? So now you are free to open your eyes, and hopefully you have shifted. You should feel that shift even with the breathing. If you just do the breathing, if you're breathing correctly, you'll feel a shift. So many times throughout the day, we get stressed and we forget to breathe. And that may sound funny to you, but we do. Our breaths are shallow, so we cut off the oxygen to our brains, right? And we do things unconsciously. So in that breathing alone, there is a shift. So let's jump into our subject today. And again, I invite you, if you're still in here, if you're still hanging on, you've gotten past the spiritual exercises, just hang in here because this is a healing episode. How to let go of the emotion of guilt to embrace peace in Master Year 2018. No one's talking about the Master Year 2018. This is an amazing year. It is the foundation for the next 8 years. So let's move in it and get things done. Let's be focused, right? It's an intuitive year. So that what you focus upon is coming. Listen, see, right, and be focused. So 2 weeks ago, we talked about the accumulated pressures of feelings and how they keep you stuck. If you remember, Dr. Sandra Thibault joined us in that amazing discussion 2 weeks ago. We shared how if we were to take note, if we were to pay attention, being aware of our thoughts, we would all realize that most of our thoughts are negative, right? Here's a question. How many times do you personally stand at the sink looking into the mirror and have thoughts of how you could change the image staring back at you? How many times do you say, my hair is too long or too short, too straight, too thick, too nappy, too gray? All right? How many times do you look at your nose and say, oh, my nose is too wide, or maybe it's too narrow, too thin, too big? Do you look at your eyes and say, well, my eyes are too set apart? When I was younger, for whatever reason, my dad and I always managed to have red eyes, probably because of allergies. And my schoolmates would make fun of me. In fact, they used to call me Wino. That was my nickname because my eyes were always red. And I would stand in the mirror and I would go, I wish my eyes weren't so red. And this we do with about 5% of our consciousness, right? We understand 95% of us, or our consciousness, is asleep, right? We've talked about on this show before, subconscious, the conscious, and the God consciousness. Well, only about 5% of us, our minds, is at the conscious level, okay? And this is where we make most of our decisions, from an unconscious level. So if we're dealing with guilt, if we're talking about guilt, then how is that guilt looking? Okay? How does it look? And let me stop here first and congratulate you for being bold enough and brave enough to show up for this conversation. So what is guilt? It's the blame, taking responsibility, and the fault for something that has happened. Here is Merriam-Webster's definition. The fact of having committed a breach of conduct, especially violating law and involving a penalty. Okay, we know a guilty verdict when someone's committed a crime. That's pretty obvious. It goes on to say the state of one who has committed an offense, especially consciously. Okay, we understand that as well. Feelings of deserving blame, especially for imagined offenses, are from a sense of inadequacy. I'll read that one again. Feelings of deserving blame, especially for imagined offenses, or from a sense of inadequacy. And that's where we're going to hang out today, right there in that definition. Guilt is an extremely low-level energy, calibrating at around 30 on an energy level. Those of you who are energy healers and are listening to this, again, the Miracle Zone's audience is very enlightened. It's a spiritual show. So energy workers, you know what that is. Only one other emotion is below guilt, and that is shame. Okay? Only one other negative emotion lower than guilt, that is shame. Guilt is associated with fear. Okay? So we're talking about some very, very low energy. If those of you who don't do energy work, if we were talking about calibrating or measuring our energy. The human race now resonates or calibrates, I should say, at, I believe, 205. Okay, just recently we've gone from 195 to 205, which is a huge shift. This is why everyone has been talking about the shift for the last 10 years, right? Okay, for us to talk about things that we talk about on this show today, 10 years ago, you know, would have been crucified, literally. Okay, so love calibrates at 500, which is where Jesus Christ would calibrate at that 500 level, okay? So that's just to give you an idea. And, you know, I would like to think that most people calibrate around 200. That would be my desire. But most people don't, because we're unconscious. We're unconscious most of the time. It doesn't take much to become conscious. Listening to the Miracle Zone and shows like it, right, help us become more conscious. I have a coach, mastermind meditation coach, who always reminds us to be conscious of our consciousness. And I just love that. During the day, it's amazing how unconscious you go during the day, especially when you're working. So guilt is associated with fear. Masochism is experienced here, right? Sadism, or the, and if you don't know what that is, that's the enjoyment of pain. The whole series, what is it? 50 Shades of Grey, three series were kind of based on that, or at least the first two. Self-sabotaging, okay? So what does self-sabotaging look like? You plan an event or some other, you know, occasion. Something is coming up, and then you get sick or you have an accident driving to the event or you're delayed, okay? Something happens. You set yourself up. You may have a speaking engagement, and the night before, you stay up late worrying about what you're going to say and practicing your speech over and over and over. And you wake up the next day, you're exhausted. And because you're exhausted, you don't remember it anyway, right? That's self-sabotaging. Feeling bad, okay? Feeling bad is associated with guilt, or a familiar term is feeling depressed. Right? How many meds are prescribed per year by doctors for depression? How many people self-medicate thinking they're helping their depression? Right? What about self-rejection and remorse? So we can see this played out in people who are called cutters. You know, they may cut their arms, their legs. We also see this when we hate our bodies. Many of us practice that. We look in the mirror, right? And we say, oh, my God, look how much weight I've put on. We had Jen Hand on about a month or so ago, and she talked to us about eating normally, right? And loving our bodies, all associated with guilt. So what does guilt sound like? Here's some examples. It's my fault. I'm a loser. I shouldn't have or should have. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Do you know someone, every time you talk to them, they begin their sentence with, I'm sorry, and they end it with, I'm sorry? How about this one? I'll never forgive myself. Or, how stupid of me. How foolish to have done that. Okay? And again, kudos to you for showing up for this discussion. I used to always say on a previous podcast, my first podcast, probably about a good, 9 years ago, once the light is shed upon something, it no longer holds any power. Once the light is cast upon the hidden emotions, once you acknowledge the emotion, you found the courage to take a look within, and that's the first step to recovery. So again, kudos to you for showing up, listening, and hanging in here. Now, if you also remember what we said 2 weeks ago, we said facts and thoughts do not hurt. It is the emotion of the event that we live with. That's what hurts us, right? It's not the thought itself that is painful. We think it is, but it is not. It's not the fact that is painful. It's the emotion that surrounds it, the emotion we give to it. Here's some examples. We're going to tie this all together for you at the end. Here's an example of what I mean by that. Let's take something that's been in the news for a good while now, too long. Let's take the example of the Confederate flag. If we ask people who are disturbed over the Confederate flag to tell us the history and the meaning, they might not necessarily have the knowledge or the facts behind it, okay? They may not have that information. They may not know the details, but they have an emotion around it, okay? Now, maybe some of those, or maybe many of them, experienced a life crisis around that flag. Maybe if they lived in the South and they experienced the bombing of a church and the flag was found at the site, okay, there obviously would be an emotion associated with that item, okay? Or maybe they lived in the South and they just knew folk who flew that flag, pride in that flag, and maybe they weren't the greatest people. Okay, maybe. But now there's the people who have the emotion because they experienced it, and then there are those who have the emotion just because they believe they should have the emotion associated with it. And the same holds with the knocking down of the statues, not to make the show political, but I'm trying to use a relevant example, okay? The same with the statues. We have Robert Lee and Andrew Jackson. And I would have to ask, what does one really know about the two? What is the history? What did they do to have the statues knocked down, right? I think you're getting the point. So I'm still talking about fact versus emotion. Facts don't make us upset, okay? When I say the fact that, let's use another one that's pretty popular right now. The fact that women make less than men, if that fact is true, that fact has no emotion, okay? The emotion comes around when you get your paycheck and you find somebody else, found out that somebody else is making more than you and you're working twice as hard. And then all the emotion of all the things that have happened to you as a woman, all the injustices. And it could be the same thing for men. I'm just using women because my audience is more women, and that's what pops in my mind right now, okay? I heard something in the news not too long ago. I've shared with you my husband loves to watch the news, so I really can't escape it. I have to do what I need to do to survive it. But anyway, I heard the city of Arcata, I believe it's pronounced, in California, took down the William McKinley statue, right? Because evidently McKinley had annexed American Indians' land undemocratically, okay? I say evidently because I don't know. I don't know. I haven't read it. I have no facts about it, really, but this is what I had heard. And my first reaction was, who the hell is William McKinley? Okay, I wasn't the best at American history, so, you know, I didn't know. I now know he's the 25th president of the United States, or was the 25th president of the United States. And, again, he didn't treat the American Indians fairly. That's all I know. But that fact, for me, there's no emotion there, right? None whatsoever. We're talking about emotions. There's no emotion, no feeling there for me whatsoever. You say, well, you should have a feeling, but I don't. It's just like I personally don't have any emotion around the Confederate flag. I do not. It's an inanimate object, okay? It has no power, only the power that I give it. But my point still being fact versus emotion. Facts don't have emotion. It's all the feelings that come up around that thought, okay, that keep us stuck. The shame, the guilt, the fear, right? The anxiety, all those emotions. So you most likely experience some type of life crises when we start talking specifically about guilt. Okay? So here's how the thoughts might sound around the emotion of a traumatic event and you are now suffering from guilt. This is how it may sound. It may sound like I should have been there. Let's say, for instance, there is a death of a loved one, an elderly parent. I should have been there more, okay? That's what we always hear. Or I should have been paying more attention. Or maybe I shouldn't have put them in that facility. Or I should have made the medical system or the doctor or the hospital do a certain procedure or not do a certain procedure. Here's another event where we may hear or feel the emotion of guilt. Maybe a child transitions due to an illness, right? Or even due to an accident. That disease runs in the family. We should have tested. We were so stupid, okay? Said child is born with cancer or some other disease, and the parents feel guilty. We should have had more testing done. I knew I was too old, okay? Why did I neglect to follow up? I suspected. Okay? The same can be said of you personally if the doctor's diagnosed you with a disease, right? Maybe he says you have so-and-so, there's no hope. And you say, why did I wait? That was stupid. I knew something was wrong. We're still talking about guilt. Possibly you've gone through a divorce and it was an ugly one. Here's some of the guilty thoughts. I now feel guilty because I got married in the first place. Why did I marry that man? Why did I marry that woman? Why did I marry, you know, why did I marry, period? You're thinking again, how stupid. You feel guilty for dragging your kids through it. You feel guilty about the pain that has been brought upon your family members. You know, this is an ugly one, right? And friends. Because when there's a divorce, the friends get involved in that divorce. They have to take sides, or they're sometimes made to believe they have to take sides. And then what if they don't take the right side? Or what if they decide not to take? Then there's the guilt on their end, right? What about the guilt is something women never want to talk about but carry the silent pain? I guess, I guess some men could talk about it, but it affects women more, okay, and eats at their very souls. And this is what it is, abortion. We always hear about a woman's right to choose, but we don't hear much conversation around the emotions that come, that are associated with the act of abortion, okay? Where's the psychological assistance after this happens? Now, I'm sure there are those out there that have abortions, and there is no psychological trauma, emotional trauma, but I believe many women suffer with, oh, my gosh, did I just do that? Did I do that? Why did I do that? And then for the rest of their lives, they're wondering about that unborn child. What about giving up one's child for adoption? Is there guilt associated with this? I abandoned my child. I should have never done so, or I should have stayed in their lives. Or possibly you stayed and it caused identity problems with the child, and now you feel guilty for that because you've seen the child spiral. What about someone who is supposed to get on a plane for his work, but then they're taken off the assignment, another goes in their place, and we hear of an accident? You know, we hear all the stories of 9/11. We've seen movies, documentaries. People have shared how they felt. And there were those who said, I was supposed to go to work that morning. Or, I was supposed to do this, but I didn't go. Oh, I'm so thankful, but oh my God, my coworkers. And they feel guilty for not having gone into the office. They're happy to be alive, but there's that guilt, right? And what did we talk about last week? We talked about suppression and repression, correct? So we don't think about it. We press it down because people say, get over it, move on, let it go, right? And I talk about, hey, whatever keeps you looking back is a hindrance, and it is. We can remember, but we want to be moving forward. But we don't want to invalidate those feelings of guilt. What I'm talking about today, I'm bringing up subjects that I hope you can relate to, or you know someone who can relate to them. You can say, oh, yeah, and stop repressing. Stop suppressing the emotion. We're talking about it, right? So can you get stuck here? Absolutely. Absolutely. We've talked about the grief cycle, right? And if you want to talk about the five stages of grief, you have denial, we have anger, depression, bargaining, and acceptance. That's Kubler's five stages. But then there are so many more emotions that are in there. And guilt is in there. It's like at the bottom of those emotions, right? Guilt. And we can get stuck in the guilt, just like all the other emotions that we can get stuck in. But today, we're talking about guilt. We're getting free from guilt today, right? We're being let go from that emotion so that we can enjoy the peace in this master year. You're setting the foundation for the next 8 years of your life. Do you want to miss out? I don't think so. I don't want you to miss out. And then in all these situations I just mentioned, these examples were examples of self-guilt. Excuse me, I need some water. Right? These were examples of self-guilt. What about the guilt others will attempt to heap upon you? What about the others? They heap their guilt upon you so that they can feel better, or so that they can be better. Huh? Everybody needs a scapegoat, right? You don't want to be the guilty one. No, they did it. So-and-so did it. My coworker did it. My husband did it. You know, we have a running joke in our home. If anything goes wrong, blame Pamela. Right? People love to point fingers, okay? It's your fault that I didn't go far. It's your fault I'm a victim. There's a whole slew of social programs created and developed around guilt. Think about how religion has used guilt to keep you on the straight and narrow. People can't even enjoy the beautiful things that God has given us because of guilt. Thou shalt not sin. Well, that can encompass anything and everything. People can't even enjoy sex in the privacy of their bedrooms because of what religion has taught us about sex. And here's the kicker. You won't expect this. You're probably thinking, oh, not me. That's not me. That's my sister. That's, you know, my mom. And oh, my girlfriend. Oh, my God. Yeah. She's guilty about everything. You're talking about her. But check it out. We all suffer for it. We all suffer with it. Guilt, in its mildest form, says you should be reading instead of sitting in front of the TV vegging, right? Guilt, in the mildest form, says you should be spending more time with the family than working, huh? You shouldn't have eaten that piece of chocolate fudge. You shouldn't have had that second glass of wine. All right? So none of us escapes it. None of us. We all do it. And if we're conscious of our consciousness, if we're paying attention, we probably do it more times than we have any indication. I mean, we won't have any indication unless we are conscious, unless we are actually thinking about what we're thinking. So, when we acknowledge we have these low energy emotions, when we are courageous enough to face our fears, that lifts our energy in itself, this is when we can no longer be a victim. Okay? If you're not convinced, you need to let go here, okay? Let go of your guilt here. Here are a few physical manifestations. Harm to self, we already talked about the cutter, and the big one, suicide. Right? Accidents, misfortunes, pleurisy, pneumonia, tiredness and exhaustion, headaches, insomnia, depression, we've already mentioned, and even cancer. So when we talk about can the emotion of guilt cause disease, the answer is absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. Okay? What can be even more worrying, if you like to worry, is, again, we can be unconscious of the guilt, suppressing and repressing the emotion. So what we just talked about, you can have illness going on in your body. You go to the doctor. A doctor says you're depressed, gives you a pill, and you know what? That's just masking the problem, isn't it? We're really not getting to the bottom of it. You can have an accident. You may be, all of a sudden, you find yourself accident prone, and you're going, what the hell is going on? Okay? Start being aware of your emotions. When you're standing in front of that mirror, what are you thinking? That thought causes emotion. You may be thinking, I have a meeting this afternoon with my boss, and oh my God, and then the rest of the day, the rest of the morning, your pressure is up. Huh? You're getting headaches, migraines. All of this comes from the emotion of guilt. Now, other low energy emotions that do the same, but today we are specifically talking about the guilt, okay? So, I want you to remember again that 5% of our consciousness is awake. We have the unconscious, okay? And then I always like to talk about the God consciousness, which is the almighty, amazing consciousness, right? Awareness, being aware. We talk about moving in intuition, an intuitive ear. It's that God consciousness that we're talking about. But we make 95% of our decisions from that place of unconsciousness. So if we have guilt hanging out in the unconscious place, you're making decisions based on that. And again, I want you to remember that guilt is based in fear. So I promised you, if you hung in here, there would be something good. And there is. There is good news. So I've delivered you, it sounds like a whole lot of negativity, but here's the good news. There's hope, and there's help. It's magical, okay? It really is, if you're ready to receive it, if you're ready to try. And I always say, who wants to be healed? Do you want to be healed? So I want you to do this with me. If you've listened this far, I want you once again to go into a safe space, okay? I want you to go where you are safe. So if up to this point you've been listening on your job or in your car, you can turn it off and come back to it. I think we're about 45 minutes into the show, so you can come back in later and listen, okay? So here we go. Safe space, I want you to be aware of how you're feeling. If this exercise becomes overwhelming to you, I want you to stop, okay? Now, you may go along with me for the first 30 seconds. I'm going to do this for 60 seconds, maybe 90, depending on how I feel I'm being led. If it gets to be overwhelming for you, stop. I don't want you to do this alone. You won't be able to reach out to me if you're overwhelmed. So just stop, all right? You might need to contact me or someone you can trust for assistance, but you want to work with someone who is trained with experience. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a doctor. I am a spiritual counselor. I am a certified coach. I've been doing this for 10 years, okay? So if you need help later, feel free to contact me. Okay, so this is what we're going to do in a space A, safe place. I want you first to acknowledge that the emotion exists. And again, I said it really exists in all of us, but I'm talking about you're really dealing with some heavy stuff. Okay? Acknowledge the emotion exists. That's all I want you to do right now. Think about that. Now I want you to give yourself permission to remember whatever event, whatever life crisis you believe is causing the negative emotion of guilt, right? What happened to cause you to feel guilty today? Give yourself permission to remember. Now, I want you to give yourself permission to allow the feelings to surface around the event. It may not be just guilt that you feel now. You might feel some anger, some fear, and even some shame. But give yourself permission to allow the feelings to surface that goes along with this event. Now, don't judge your emotion. It's neither good nor bad. It just is. It's not who you are. It's not what you are. No judgment. Allow it to come up. We are releasing the low energy emotion of guilt, releasing you are in a safe space. I'm holding the space based in love for you. Allow it to come up. It's cool. You don't have to be afraid of the emotion. You don't have to be ashamed of the emotion, especially not be ashamed. It's not who you are or what you are. It is what you are feeling. You have made a conscious decision to release the pain. It's okay to release the pain. Again, if this is becoming too much, I ask that you, but if you're comfortable in the releasing, continue to release. Releasing. 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 We are filling that void with love. Unadulterated, unconditional love. We are replacing that void with forgiveness, forgiveness of self. Filling that void with love. God love, Source's love, Creator's love, whatever name you choose. Filling that void with love. Now again, this is just a little piece. You may continue to feel the guilt, okay? But you've taken the first steps. You're acknowledging where you are. You can do this exercise on your own. Anytime, in a safe space, you can come back to this same place and continue to release. Sometimes, the first time, nothing happens, or at least you don't think something happened, but something has happened. You do it again, okay? And you continue to do it 2 days, 3 days, a week, a month. You continue to do this until you are free to live your life and feel the peace, okay? Again, you may need assistance. I always say, find someone you can trust, someone you are safe with, or you can call me. You can visit me at YucatanWellness.com. A website, again, is YucatanWellness.com, YucatanWellness.com, wellness.com. You can have a 15-minute consult where we could do just this for absolutely, okay? I also forgot today to give you your angel card reading, and you can get those on the website today. They are amazing, loving, healing words for you. Again, that's on the website, YucatanWellness.com. Follow us on Facebook, okay? Go on, follow us so that you can get uplifting, motivational, inspirational readings, sayings, encouragement throughout the week, okay? Follow the show. Follow us on blogtalkradio.com/miraclezone. Follow us. That helps us go up in the ratings so that we can help, and reach more people, okay? So I hope this helps. Again, that was just a very short exercise for you. You can come back and do it. You can sit as long as you can and just allow yourself to release all that emotion. Allow it to come up. It's okay. Don't let anyone tell you it's not okay. Don't let anyone tell you get over it. No, you are where you are. And until you release that, you're going to suffer. And we don't want you to do that. So with that said, love you all. See you next week. Bye-bye.